Good evening, and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages, even married kids. Mask is in our 21st year. We have over 48,000 families that we've helped and reached out to Mask. We have a wonderful staff. Anyone that has any questions anonymously, you can call our confidential helpline for all mental health issues, including addictions, and prevention programs. Don't wait until it becomes an issue, a big problem. Call early on to discuss any issues. Mask's number, write it down. Maybe it's for yourself, your neighbor, your friend, maybe someone you sit next to in shul. Mask's confidential number, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I'm very, very glad to have with us Rabbi Daniel Drandorf and Chana Blonder. Good evening from They are from my extended family. How are you this evening?
Doing great, Mrs. Klapman. How are you?
Baruch
Doing well.
Hashem, Hannah, are you there with us?
I am here. Thank you so much.
Okay, so for our listeners, I'd like Rabbi Drandorf and Hannah Blonder, who, by the way, Rabbi Drandorf has been a colleague of mine for many years. Always a pleasure to work with Rabbi Drandorf. He has been at Madrego's, the drop-in center in the Five Towns, and runs a program at Shaar Yashuv. He is a marriage and family therapist, MFT, and Chana Blonder, by the way, is an LMSW, and she has consulted at Yelid Vyalda and worked at Eval Care. Thank you both of you for being on with us tonight. In the role of clinical directors for the male and female programs at my extended family. So, Rabbi Drandorf, would you like to tell our listeners about what is my extended family? Where is my extended family? How long has it been in existence? My listeners are really interested in hearing all about it.
Sure, absolutely, and thank you so much for having us on. As you mentioned before, we do know each other professionally for a very, very long time, and it's always been great working with you. You're a great helper for Klal Yisrael. So thank you right off the bat.
Thank you.
My extended family is a really super unique program, just like a great, great place. As the name implies, we try to be an extended family to children from single parent homes. So we have kids that come from single parent homes of all sorts. Most are from divorced homes. We do have Yesomim as well, and even have children who have a parent who is in prison. All of those go under the umbrella of single parent children. We recognize the very, very real challenges facing kids growing up in such homes, even with two loving parents. Which most of our families are like that. Maybe I would say all of them are two loving parents, but it could still be very difficult to navigate those challenges. So my extended family started approximately 5 years ago to try to meet these challenges and help these children change their trajectory from a potential at-risk type of a situation to a healthier place.
So when you say the program, what is the program? Mask and my extended family have an after-school program that we joined you with for these young children, elementary age. So can you describe what the girls' program is about, Chana?
Absolutely. The girls' program is on Thursday nights. We are located in Flatbush on Avenue N between East 34th and East 35th in Mayan Yisrael, Rabbi Vigler's shul. The girls come in on Thursday nights at about 5:15, and they stay until 7:15. what happens during the program is the children come in and we provide them with a supper, a hot, nutritious supper every week. It could be pizza, it could be burgers, chicken, you know, it varies week by week. And we just spend some time as a family sitting around the table, eating, talking about our day in school, talking about our week. We then transition to some homework time. The girls will take out their homework, and we have girls from the community who come in, high school girls from the community. They come in, they do their chesed hours with us, and they help the kids with their homework pretty much in a one-to-one situation. After that, I have three social work interns who each take a group of children, and they each run a group, a therapeutic group with the children. The group, the topics vary. We have done things such as, you know, bullying, peer pressure, some specific topics related to specifically to children whose parents are divorced. After the group time, we always end with a fun activity. So there's about a 45-minute fun activity. We have a wonderful program director who comes up with exciting activities to do with the children every week. And the program ends on a fun note like that. The children love it.
Yeah, they really do. We were there just a few weeks ago with the city representative, and they were quite impressed with your program, and they saw how excited the girls were getting to do their program. I know you also served ice cream. You left that out with
That's
the pizza,
right.
Which was an exciting part for me, unfortunately. but yeah, the girls really looked happy, were doing their homework. There were even some girls on this side that was getting they were both getting individual attention for some of their homework that they were struggling with. So that's amazing, because when there's a single parent household, it can be overwhelming if you have more than one child. And sometimes we're just not good at every subject, maybe. And possibly those girls that were getting individual attention for their homework were struggling in a topic that may have been something that was helping for their finals, because it was final time then. So yashar koach, Hannah, a wonderful program that I myself witnessed that night being with you there. Rabbi Trendoff, I was wondering if you could elaborate about your boys' program.
Sure. So a lot of the basics about the setup and the schedule is similar to what Hannah just described about the girls' program. But of course, it's there are nuances and differences because we are dealing with boys. One of the big differences with the boys is, for a number of reasons, we actually have two separate nights a week for boys. So on Monday nights, we have a program for boys ages 6 to 9. And on Tuesday nights, we have a program for boys ages 10 to 13. And I think that your listeners can probably realize on their own the importance of keeping such age groups, specifically with boys, separate, as their needs are very different and the activities we do with them are very, very different. But like with the girls program, the boys come and we have supper together. It varies. It could be pizza. It could be a barbecue if it's nice out. And when it's nice out and we do barbecue, we actually have the older boys safely help us with the barbecuing, which they all love. And we all eat together, and it's a really, really nice program, a very nice family type of a situation. And from there, we move into the other elements. We go into homework time, which we have one-on-one. We actually partnered recently with Yeshiva Tiferes Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva here in Flatbush. A shout-out to Rabbi Goldman, the manal there, who is a fantastic, wonderful man, a wonderful manal who I have become somewhat close with in the past few months, discussing ideas. And he has sent his bachrim, a number of bachrim from his yeshiva, to our program on Monday nights to assist us and be sort of big brothers to the children of my extended family, which has just been amazing. And so while we have our staff and our social work interns who are there to assist us, we now also have these boys from Chafetz Chaim who can help us with homework. Like you mentioned, Mrs. Klapman, the one-on-one is extremely important and very, very helpful for these kids to be able to have that kind of attention, not only for the emotional parts, but just simply getting the homework done. Having that one-on-one could be the difference for a lot of these kids. And then from there, we have the therapeutic group, which Hannah and I both work on very hard together to come up with fun ideas that will be interactive and also clinically valuable, so that the groups are going to actually have some sort of impact on the children, we hope. And we obviously train the interns into these groups. And from there, they go to their fun activity for the night, which ranges from fun relay races to playing in our backyard, which is quite large for Flatbush. We play dodgeball and soccer, and sometimes we take them out to Marine Park and we play games in the park. Sometimes we take them on trips and outings. We'll go bowling, or we'll take them out to a local restaurant, and we can get supper there. The kids have a really, really great time. We recently had a beautiful event this past Monday night to thank our volunteers and all of our staff and everyone else involved with my extended family that makes it work. And we had about 7 kids who got up to speak at this event that had not planned to speak. They were so inspired on their own. And these are children 6, 7, 8, 9 years old who got up on their own and wanted to speak about my extended family because they feel so close to us, Baruch Hashem, and they really feel the impact on their lives. So we're very, very fortunate to be in the position to be able to help these kids.
Amazing work, Rabbi Wiegler. I'd like to also give a shout out to Rabbi Wiegler, Yash Koach, for putting together this amazing program, both little boys, young boys, and young girls. And I will say that Rabbi Drandoff and Hannah Blonde really put their heart into this program and are very available. If parents have questions about the program, please call MASK, and we will connect you to Rabbi Drenda or Hannah Blonder. And our confidential number is 718-758-0400. We will connect you to either of them, whichever one, if it's male or female. So if any of our listeners know any young girl or boy that would benefit from a single parent home, call us so that we can get them registered in their amazing My Extended Family program that we do together with MASK. Rabbi Drandoff, would you be able to talk about the parade, the Lag BaOmer parade, and what we donated?
So the Lag BaOmer parade is actually not exclusively a My Extended Family parade. It's actually My and Yisrael. Yes. And if you don't mind, Mrs. Clapman, I just want to make one, not correction, but addition to what you said before, which is that while, yes, Rabbi Wiegler gets a big, big shout out, we also cannot fail to mention his Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Wiegler.
Yes, because the two of them together, sorry. Yes,
Rebbetzin really,
Wiegler.
Really,
thank you.
Yes, she is involved heart and soul. She's here on Monday nights with the children, and both of them together really, really bring something special to the table here. And without them, this program, needless to say, would never have happened, wouldn't be happening today. But the as you mentioned in the intro, Mayan Yisrael is sort of the umbrella organization, the shul, everything that Rabbi Wiegler runs here. Mike's and family is a branch of that. And the parade on Lag BaOmer is really a community event. Mike's and family is very, very much involved in that. And our kids marched, and we prepared all sorts of banners and things for the march. And it was really just it was a great, great day. It was a wonderful day. We had an amazing show with stunt bike, motorcyclists doing stunts in the heart of Flatbush, which was definitely a sight that nobody had ever seen before. And everyone present had an amazing, wonderful time.
And MASK gave out frisbees for all the kids to get.
That's right. How could I forget the frisbees?
By MASK.
Those frisbees were fantastic. The kids loved them. They were playing with them for weeks afterwards.
Good. And I hope they continue to play with them all summer long.
Absolutely.
So there are different ways to get these single family children involved. And those that may not be involved from the onset, if they go to the parade and then they see other children and they get interested. So that's another way for a parent to get their child involved. If it doesn't have to be just by starting off in the after school program. There are other programs that go on and other ways of getting your child involved, like going to Rabbi Vigla's shul Shabbos. If it's a single father, maybe you want to go to Rabbi Vigla's shul, and then they can recruit your child for the after-school program there. So, again, anyone that's interested in speaking with Rabbi Drandoff or Chana Blanda to find out different ways of encouraging your child from a single parent home to go to their program, please call MASK 718-758-0400. You know, we're talking so much about the kids, Rabbi Drandoff and Chana. Can maybe you speak to the parent about what you've learned from the children about the single parent home and what they should be doing or not doing, more important, when dealing with divorce situations?
Sure. Yeah. And honestly, that's probably the most important question in all of this that you just asked, because I do think that there is a lot that that parents can do to sort of soften the landing for these children, because ultimately, when a couple decides to divorce, it usually comes after a lot of thought and oftentimes after a lot of therapy. And for whatever reason, the relationship just didn't work out and there's really no option. And when that is the case, it doesn't mean that the children's lives have to be destroyed. So my message would be that parents, the things that parents can do are make sure, first and foremost, not to involve their children in any way, shape, or form in the proceedings, in the divorce proceedings. That can mean a lot of things. It really, really can. And I probably don't have enough time to list all of them, but I think intuitively most parents, at least from my experience working here all these years, most parents intuitively know when they're doing something that, or saying something, or discussing something in front of their children that they shouldn't. And so I guess my first message would be to trust your gut in that regard and be very, very careful. We have found here, Hannah and I'm sure Hannah could speak to this as well,
sure,
that the children really, really pick up on very slight nuances that parents may not even realize. They may not even recognize that the body language they're using is giving off a certain vibe to their child. And those things can be more damaging sometimes than some of the things that we tend to think are really, really big deals, because our kids really rely on us emotionally. The attachment bond they create with us is very, very, very important. And when they feel that that's shaken by a divorce, that their bond with their parents, both parents, is being in some way taken, that could be very, very scary. And it can create a lot of challenges for a child that otherwise could be avoided.
Hannah, you wanted to add something, please?
Sure. Thank you, Rabbi Drandoff. And I do agree that shielding the children as much as possible from any negotiations between the parents is of the utmost importance. Children shouldn't be in a position where they feel have to choose between their mother or their father. We want the children to just remain as innocent as possible and just, you know, feel the love and warmth from their parents that they deserve to feel. So just keeping the proceedings away from the children is really the best that we can do for them. And just allowing the children to spend as much time as they can with each parent is really the best thing that the parents can do for the children.
And just to add to that, I would, you know, urge any couple who is in the process of divorcing to look into such things as co-parenting. There's a wonderful book. I don't know if I'm allowed to give a plug here. Am I allowed to give a plug
here,
Rahama?
Sure.
So Dr. Mark Banchik, who is, he probably doesn't even know he's a mentor of mine. I've spoken to him a number of times, but He is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant clinician who has written a series of books called Intelligent Divorce. And I would highly, highly advise and recommend any couple who is in the process of divorcing to read this book, Intelligent Divorce, and follow the guidelines that he sets forth, because following those guidelines and keeping away, knowing what things are off base and what things you can't do, and knowing which things really are important to do, what types of words are really important for a child to hear about the love, those types of things, hearing those loving words from parents is very, very, very important for kids to hear when they're most vulnerable, as they are during a divorce.
Divorce is very painful. And yes, there are several organizations. There's Sister to Sister, and there's From Divorce, and My Extended Family, and others that have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands, unfortunately, that are divorced. So there are, and by the way, Rabbi Durandorf and Khan, I want to just say this for our listeners. The yeshivas are all, when we meet with them, they're all saying they have divorced students in every classroom practically. So unfortunately, divorce is prevalent, and we need to understand what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing to make it better for these children while they're going through these trying times and afterwards. I'm just wondering, would you maybe be able to share literally some of the concerns that the children say to you? What do they share with you that when a parent hears it and they may be going through a divorce, then it may, you know, resonate with them. They may feel something about, hey, really? Little boy, little girl says that. So if we could help even one child, then that's tremendous. So can I ask one of you or both of you just to say something that maybe a divorced child shared with you?
Sure, absolutely. I actually recently sat with a group of four 12-year-old girls on a Thursday night program, and they wanted to, to just talk to me. They had a couple of things on their mind, and they had actually even prepared a list of some questions that they had. It was very cute. It was very sweet. And I'm happy that they feel comfortable enough to share these things with me. That's one of the wonderful things about this program, where the children really feel supported by us. Anyway, so they had prepared a list. One of the things on the list was how to deal with, as they called it, parental drama. When their parents are possibly arguing with each other, having a disagreement regarding anything, the children feel so uncomfortable being caught in the middle, which is something that we spoke to a little bit earlier on in the program. So that definitely is something that the children really, really are uncomfortable with, and we should do the parents should really do the best they can to shield the children from that, as they call parental drama. And another interesting thing that the children wanted to talk about was parents dating and potentially getting remarried. That's something that the children are worried about. They're scared about. They have all kinds of thoughts and feelings about it. And the parents should know, you know, not to share too much with the children about this until the time is right.
And just along the lines of not sharing things with kids, just to sort of piggyback off of what Hannah said, I've heard some very, very interesting things from children, things that I never would have thought they would pick up on, as I alluded to earlier. One child that I sat with recently was talking about his parents' divorce and about how he feels like his parents are using him as a spy. He used that word, spy, and that was very, very, very alarming to me. And it really, really told me that this child, who is 8 years old, that's how he feels. When his mother or his father tells him something very seemingly benign, like, don't tell Tati, da-da-da-da-da-da, or make sure that mommy knows I paid for that. These types of small things that would otherwise seem very, 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 like I said, benign or innocent, actually send the child a message that they're a go-between and a spy. That's how an 8-year-old conceptualizes that type of a message from a parent, that he is now a spy. So it's very, very important not to ever think of using your child in such a way to send a message to your ex-spouse.
Wow, there's so much that we could learn from the children that are going through this divorce. And I'm really so glad that there is an organization like My Extended Family, Yashar Koach, again, to the Rav, Rabbi Vigler and the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Vigler from Ein Yisrael, and to Rabbi Drandorf and Hannah Blonder. I want to say thank you for being on tonight and letting my listeners know the importance of support for a single family home and the availability of My Extended Family, which is an amazing, amazing program for boys and girls. For those that are just listening in, anyone that wants to reach Rabbi Drandorf or Hannah Blonder, feel free to call MASC at 718-758-0400. Thank you, both of you, for coming on tonight.
Our Thank pleasure. You. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Anyone that wants to listen to our shows, previous shows, please go on to MASC Parents, MASKPARENTS.org. And you can listen to all the previous shows. If you want these shows to continue, please help MASC by donating on our website. And I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you and good night.